Lost, up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories. They were lost, up in no man's land, the Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story. On November the 8th of 72, north of the Arctic Circle, a plane took off from Cambridge Bay, and the pilot's name was Hartwell. He had to make it to Yellowknife, although the night was storming, to save the lives of an Eskimo boy and a pregnant Eskimo woman. Oh, Mr. Hartwell, said the nurse, I pray that you will guide us to save this woman with her child and the boy with appendicitis. But the wind it blew and the storm it grew and the signal of Contwoida, they missed by miles, and flying wild they crashed beside Lakota. Lost, up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories. They were lost, up in no man's land, the Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story. Now Judy Hill, the federal nurse, she never lived to waken, and the life of the mother and her child were both soon after taken. But the pilot woke to find himself and the Eskimo boy were living, left in pain beside the plane to search the skies of heaven. Day by day, the pilot lay with both his ankles broken, and it took the lad everything he had to keep the fire stoking. While in the sky too far away, the rescue team were seeking a signal wave that might be traced to Hartwell's radio beacon. Lost, up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories. They were lost, up in no man's land, the Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story. After 19 days, the aerial search was said to be completed, until someone cried, they're still alive and the search must be repeated. And the day the beep was finally heard is a day we'll all remember. A man was found safe and sound on the 9th day of December. Hartwell said he should have died at 35 below zero. And the reason Hartwell did survive, the boy had died a hero. He brought me food when I couldn't move while he himself grew feeble. Yes, Davy Kutuk died a saint and a credit to his people. Davy Kutuk died a saint and a credit to his people. Lost, up in no man's land of the Northwest Territories. They were lost, up in no man's land, the Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story, the Martin Hartwell story.